Good afternoon, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and you've just tuned in to Eastern Sierra Now, the only place where you can catch updates on wild roads, wild weather, and occasionally wild creatures dressed as Uncle Sam. Today, we're cruising through the latest on holiday happenings, park reopenings, major state investments, trail conditions that'll make your mountain bike sing, and yes, the traffic you love to hate. Plus, it's National Meteor Watch Day, so keep an eye on the skies and your local forecast. And hey, if a flaming rock from space doesn't knock out your Wi-Fi, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on all socials, and never miss a moment. Today's report is sponsored by Faultline 395, clothing made for the bold and the local, and the slightly dust-covered. Visit faultline395.com and wear your wild. Big news for Devil's Postpile and Red's Meadow fans. The long-running reconstruction project on Red's Meadow Road is taking a break just in time for Independence Day. The road will reopen Wednesday, July 2nd at 8 p.m., staying accessible through Sunday, July 6th at 11 p.m. This marks the first sustained access since earlier closures. Expect to still see some traffic, Thursday traffic delays with the holiday, though. Above ground access includes the Eastern Sierra Transit's mandatory Red's Meadow Shuttle, running daily from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., with private vehicles permitted before and after shuttle hours for those that meet current vehicle restrictions. The reconstruction, aimed at improving public access, traffic safety, and emergency response efficiency, will greatly benefit hikers headed to Devil's Postpile, Rainbow Falls, and the broader valley. Parade alert! Mammoth Lakes is gearing up for its annual Independence Day parade this Friday, July 4th. We'll be there talking. With a theme of where creativity runs wild, the event encourages floats that blend art or nature. Nearly 50 parade entries are expected to take part in the parade, with Grand Marshals Chris Benchetler and Kimmy Fasani leading the charge. And if you want to have a large part in the parade, they're still looking for float judges. Spectators can expect a colorful, family-friendly morning drive between Chateau Road and Old Mammoth Road, starting at 11 a.m., wrapping up around 12:30 p.m. For those interested, VIP tickets are almost sold out, so act quickly. As a reminder, please do not throw water balloons or spray the floats with water. Although this has been a fun, unofficial tradition in the past, it has become a safety hazard. Dress up and have fun. We can't wait to see you all at the festivities. Hey, trailblazers, road warriors, and style seekers, meet Faultline 395, your new go-to for outdoor-inspired fashion with attitude. Born right here in the Eastern Sierra, Faultline 395 blends mountain adventure with quality design. Think soft, durable tees and hoodies sporting iconic Sierran graphics, perfect for hikes, campfires, or just lounging in town. Every piece is locally designed, ethically sourced, and built to last, just like your favorite trail. Plus, enjoy free shipping and unlimited returns. Rock your next outdoor adventure or your next Zoom meeting in gear that tells your story. Who you are, where you're from, and more importantly, where you're headed. Visit faultline395.com and join the movement. Faultline 395, where you're wild. Bishop Summer lineup gets off to a flying start this season. The Eastern Sierra Regional Airport, BIH, now offers daily United Airlines flights to San Francisco, giving locals and visitors a smoother route in and out through September 1st, with extra flights stretching into early October. Looking ahead to the 4th of July in Bishop, the annual 4th in the park is returning to Bishop City Park on July 4th. From 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. The day includes free swimming, live music, vendors, a watermelon eating contest, a bike and scooter decorating contest, and a free fireworks show at 9 p.m., courtesy of the Bishop Volunteer Fire Department. There's also free watermelon pie and ice cream. That's all you had to say. All while supplies last. You don't want to miss out on all the fun. California is investing big in its infrastructure. Nearly $5 billion has been pledged towards expanding transit options, building resilient transportation systems, and enhancing safety across the state. These investments aim to fund public transit enhancements, roadway upgrades to withstand climate impacts, and safety improvements for drivers and neighborhoods alike. Locally, this money will contribute to the Ridgecrest and Yokern Pavement Project and the Bridgeport Rehabilitation Project. These projects aim to increase safety and reduce congestion. For more details, please visit easternsierranow.com. You looking for a role where you can lead financial strategy, HR, facility management, and even risk and legal compliance? For a clean air champion? Then listen up. At the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District in Bishop, they're looking to hire an administrative services officer, a key leadership position. You'll be the go-to for fiscal operations, budget, accounting, payroll, contracts, grants, You'll oversee HR from hiring to benefits, safety protocol, risk management, plus facilities purchasing and business compliance. You'll supervise the entire administrative division to ensure we meet efficiency and policy goals across Alpine, Mono, and Inyo counties with a competitive salary range of $9,710 to $13,027 per month, depending on experience and full benefits. Health coverage, retirement, leave, training. This role comes with top-tier compensation. You'll manage key district policies, supervise staff, coordinate with their governing board, plus support an agency dedicated to clean air and public health. Sounds like your next move? Well, go visit gbuapcd.org/employment or their HR portal on Bamboo HR. Help safeguard clean air and lead the administrative engine powering their mission. And now it's time for a quick detour into your favorite part of summer. No, not lakeside lounging or backyard barbecues. We're talking about traffic. Yep, this is our new weekly travel and traffic section of the show because nothing says vacation like sitting behind a flagger on US 395 wondering if that tumbleweed knows more than you do. Caltrans is keeping the cones coming this week with maintenance and construction projects up and down the Eastern Sierra. Here's what you need to know. If you're planning to hit the road or just hoping to make it to work on time without learning patience the hard way, trust me, I've learned it, expect lane closures and single lane traffic controlled by flaggers in multiple locations, including Walker Canyon, Ridgecrest, Olancha, Cartago, and Bishop. Translation, yes, you're going to slow down or stop. No, it's not forever. Overnight shoulder work continues in select areas like State Routes 14 and 58 and Walker Canyon. So if you're taking a moonlit drive, keep an eye out for narrowed lanes and lower speed limits. Pavement repairs, striping, and guardrail updates may cause brief delays. The kind where you think, I should have stopped for coffee. And then immediately regret thinking that. On a more positive note, all work will be paused on the state highway system on July 4th in observation of Independence Day. We always recommend giving yourself extra time, keeping a podcast queued up, and showing some love to those Caltrans crews. After all, they're out there making sure the roads stay safe under your tires, not through your suspension. And remember, speeding in a construction zone isn't just dangerous. It's the fastest way to make your wallet cry. Next up, this week's events, starting us off today in an event for the kids. Minaret Cinemas is continuing their kids' summer series with The Bad Guys, showing at 11 a.m. Monday through Thursday. Remember, this event offers discounted prices, so be sure to take advantage and have some family fun. Tonight, Distant Brewing is holding its weekly open mic night event starting at 6 p.m. We cover this weekly, but for those who haven't heard about it or just forgot, this event is free and some equipment is even provided. So show up and let out the inner rock star. Tomorrow, Mammoth Brewing is holding its weekly trivia night event starting at 6:30 p.m. with MC Cooper. It's a blast every week. You won't want to miss it. Lastly, C5 Art Studios is holding a dream interpretation and illustration workshop with Lauren Newey Turner on Wednesday, beginning at 5:30 p.m. As always, don't forget to check out easternsierranow.com/events for all the latest, or just download the mobile app already. I mean, come on.
The magic of Northern Inyo is we're a small town hospital with a really close-knit community, and we want you to feel like that. When you walk in our doors, like the emergency department, we know you're scared, we know you're in pain, and we want you to feel comforted instantly. But at the same time, you're gonna be met with state-of-the-art care. You're gonna be met with dynamic and changing protocols and policies and equipment and techniques to be able to take care of you. And that's the work that goes on behind the scenes. We don't necessarily want the patient or need the patient to know about all the fancy new equipment and software that we're using, but it's there in the background and it's supporting awesome care that you're gonna see. If our patients feel like they're being heard, they can build a relationship with our physicians, then they're gonna trust in the healthcare system.
Okay, now for the bike report. Attention two-wheeled thrill seekers. Mammoth Mountains Bike Park is currently unleashing a total of 28 trails across both front and backside terrain. From mellow beginner meanderers to full-on pro-line plummets, that's everything from smooth sailing for newbies to pedal-to-the-metal excitement for the seasoned daredevil. Rentals are available trailside at Main Lodge, Mountain Center, Woolies Adventure Summit, and Tamarack, plus free overnight storage so you can ride round after round. Remember to wear your helmets and hydrate regularly. So whether you're a first-timer in the Discovery Zone or chasing airtime on the pros' turf, Mammoth's got you covered. 32 trails, endless adrenaline. Where else can you say that with a straight face? I can think of a couple places, but not to say here. All right, Eastern Sierra, it's time for your weekly weather scoop brought to you by Back Alley Bowl and Grill, where the lanes are smooth and the ribs are smokier than development season. In Bishop today, expect sunny skies and afternoon breezes with a high near 97 and an evening dip to 56. Ideal for the backyard barbecue as long as you're bringing plenty of ice water. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy again, topping out around 98. Overnight lows 55. Classic desert summer, dry, warm, and maybe a bit windy. And our midweek hero, Wednesday, expect plenty of sunshine, continued highs of 94, lows near 57. The breeze should help keep things bearable. Up in Mammoth this week, mostly sunny skies today with highs near 77, dropping to lows of 40 overnight. Tomorrow, look forward to sunny to partly cloudy conditions, touching 77 with overnight temps near 43. Perfect weather for a high altitude hike or hitting those bike trails. And Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy skies with a cooler high of 75. Nighttime dips into the mid 40. Grab a fleece if you're out late and enjoy the mountain air. There, you have it. 3 days of solid sunshine in Bishop, slim chance of afternoon showers in Mammoth, and temps that get more chill after sundown. Thanks to Back Alley Bowling Grill for keeping us fueled. Whether you're bowling strikes or burning calories on the trail, stop in after your commute or mountain ride. You'll want to see what they're serving tonight. Now, go make today awesome. I mean, weather's on your side. And that's the latest from your dusty, dazzling, and delightfully unpredictable corner of the world. Whether you're dodging trees on the trails in Mammoth, dodging tourists in Bishop, or dodging responsibility altogether, we've got your back. Don't forget to subscribe, follow, and share, because news this local deserves more than just a passing glance. Big thanks again to our sponsor, Faultline 395, where your trail-worn lifestyle meets clean design. Check them out online and show your Sierra style. And if you do catch a meteor tonight, make a wish, and maybe wish for a little less construction on 395. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and as always, stay a little weird. See you later, Eastern Sierra.